Are you ready to stop riding the emotional elevator of life? Are you ready to learn how to elevate your emotions that keep you psychologically traumatized or in an addictive behavior? You are in the right place. Here is your host, Sandy Bird, trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach of the Emotional Elevator Show.
Well, welcome, everyone. Are you ready to clap for yourself and fix that crown on your head? Well, then you've come to the right place. I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here at Emotional Elevator, and I am going to talk about all about internal validation, building resistance from within. But first, let me tell you about myself. I am a transformational coach. I also deal with empowerment, embodiment, and I bring joy back to your life if you've been resisting it for all your life because you've been trapped in that emotional roller coaster that I'm calling an elevator. So let's jump into today's show. It is all about the power of internal validation, building resilience from within. And I'm going to read you the show notes because this is going to be a great topic and I will dive into it. So, have you ever achieved something big but still felt that the need for someone else to tell you you did it? In this episode, The Power of Internal Validation, Building Resilience from Within, we're unpacking why so many of us seek approval even when deep down we know we're already enough. I will explore how external validation can keep us trapped in people-pleasing patterns and how learning to self-validate builds resilience that lasts. Are you tired of dimming your light for others? Afraid to tell others about your wins? You'll hear practical tools to help you shift your mindset, let go of needing others to understand your journey, and start fully owning your wins without apology. So as I started the show, do you clap for yourself? Because that's what this show was all about. And I'm just going to tell you a little blip of a big win that I recently, and that's one of the reasons why I really haven't been doing my show, is because I won a vehicle. And during that win, I realized this was a topic that needed to be explored because I didn't receive that external validation that I thought I would from winning a big vehicle. And I had to learn to internally validate myself. And that's when I started researching and realizing where this came from for us. And so I'm going to just dive into where this came from. It came from not taking anything away from when we're born into this world. When we're born into this world, validation doesn't seek from within. I mean, I don't remember being a baby. Maybe I did validate myself when I could touch my toes, but we had milestones to reach and we were validated externally. Because I don't know, maybe if some child can speak at a very young age, we'll be able to validate this themselves. But think about this. When you first come into this world and you're gooing and gaga and ooh, and then this little white thing pops through your mouth. Oh my God, Johnny got his first tooth. Someone is praising you. They're already like validating something that you're achieving. Then it's that say mama, say dada, say mama. And then they say that word and it's Sandy said mama. Then we start building on that. We take our first steps and we're validated. And then you're put on the stage, because if you stepped in front of babysitter or mom or whatever, now grandma and grandpa come over, walk for grandma and grandpa, and then everyone's cheering. So you're learning that in order to be validated, it's externally. And we don't learn how to do it ourselves internally. And when you become an adult, we still seek that. And it's how do we stop seeking that? And how can we internally validate ourselves? Because let me ask you, have you ever gone for that great interview and you get in your house and you're around your husband or your significant other and you're like, man, I went to that interview and I think I landed the job. And they're like, okay, well, when you land the job, we'll celebrate. Or they down your light. See, that's where the internal validation has to come into play, because You're expecting somebody else to go, great job, wow. And they're not doing it. And then you become, wow. You start dimming your light. So it's all about how can we validate our own selves and not have to worry about the outside validation, because we all strive for it. I know I recently did. I know having this podcast, I want to have those clients and I want to have that. But that's external validation. Just using my voice and speaking about things that I've become an expert on is validation enough for myself. And I had to go through that period of learning to validate myself and not having that external validation. Because when you can validate yourself, you don't need all these people around you to tell you, good job, that a boy. You can do it yourself. And it builds that superpower of resilience that I don't need to please everybody around me to make them appreciate me, to like me, to prove my self-worth and my self-value, because I know it within me. And now I'm going to ask you, how can you do that? What steps do you take to do that? Think about that for a moment. What steps do you take whenever there's a big win for you to self-validate instead of waiting for that external validation? Do you ever go to an interview? And I realize I've been doing this for years. I would go in interviews that basically I was asked to go in an interview with, and I would go in the bathroom, nailed it. You're awesome. And I still do that with things, because that I realized I was already starting to learn to internally validate myself. It didn't matter if my kids were excited for me or my husband was excited for me. Now, they all got excited when they knew I'd be making more money. Then they're like, oh, wow, that's great. Can I get a new pair of tennis shoes? Or can we get a new car? So it's all of that. And then even then, that's also giving in to your worth right there. But if you can sit there and do it for yourself, spend time with yourself validating who you are. It's all about having those conversations with yourself, because that's what self-validation is. And think about, as you self-validate, how many other things start changing. Your self-worth starts to build. Your self-value starts to build. And when you start building that, the boundaries start to come up. See, I spent, and my clients that I'm working with right now have spent many years pleasing others, people pleasing. So they never knew how to self-regulate and self-validate themselves, because they've been always holding on to what others thought or what others felt. I know one client that I've done a big breakthrough with that only did jobs that other people wanted for them, not what they wanted for themselves, but wanted for them. And now that they're finally stepping into, wait a minute, this is not the path I want for myself. They're able to not go and say, hey, I went to an interview here. They're able to hold it in within themselves and then go and say, yeah, I'm taking a different path now. I'm going this way. And that's about self-validating themselves, not going down that path that someone else has created for you. Because we've all done it. We all still do it. We still want some form of validation. We want everyone to say, great job. But it's when we can regulate it within ourselves that is so powerful. And it builds that resilience to not need it externally. And that is what this topic of this show is all about, is talking about what can you do? Can you clap for yourself? Can you adjust your own crown? Or do you wait for others to clap for you? Or wait for somebody to go, oh, your crown's crooked, let me straighten it. What if you can do that all for yourself? Because I can tell you, when you do that for yourself, when you do that for yourself, these things of people pleasing start to fade. These feelings of I'm not worthy, I'm not valued, start to fade away. And what comes in is those boundaries. I don't need Sally Joe to boost me up. I don't need Johnny to tell me I'm doing a good job. I don't need my husband to always tell me that I'm doing a good job and that, wow, that's exciting, because I can do that for myself. And the first step of doing that is looking in that mirror and telling it to yourself. Spending that moment in a mirror and not seeing anything that you see as your flaws, but speaking truthfully to yourself that I got this. I'm awesome. I can do anything. And that is what is so powerful to do for yourself. But then it's also not even those little steps. It's also about writing it down. See, I'm a big person that talks about journaling. I know a lot of people don't journal, but I have a client that writes poems. And every breakthrough she has, she writes a poem that one day I will probably be sitting there telling her, you need to publish this because someone's going to do it from there. But that's got to be up to her. See, I can tell her these poems are great. But until she can feel that and see it and believe it for herself, she's not going to know how powerful her poems are to other people. And that's where also the validation comes from, because she can write these amazing poems of all of her breakthroughs, all of her ahas, all of her wows, whatever you want to call them. And I say, wow, that's a great poem. But if she does not believe it within herself, she's still going to rely on reading them to me to tell her they're great. When she came to me recently and said, I really want to read you this poem because I feel it's great, I was like, she got it. She's not waiting for me to tell her that that poem was great. She was able to accept that her poem herself was great because she was able to click in to it. She was able to self-validate, build that resistance that she didn't need from me. Because that's what the cycle is too. And I can speak on my own little with my podcasts, taking it down just for a short while because I needed to build up my own self-validation. I needed to know that my voice is powerful from within me. I was seeking too much external validation. And when I realized I don't need anyone else's validation, I can validate myself. It's going to come out better, crisper, more ready for you to listen and take in what steps you can take to validate yourself. And that's why this topic is so powerful to anyone listening, because clap for yourself and adjust your own crown, because you're the only one now who can do it and really rise above it. And that's going to bring up your self-worth, your self-value, your people-pleasing is going to go away, and it's going to bring up those boundaries, because you're not going to need the influence of everybody else around you to tell you you're doing a good job, or that's great, or nailed it. Because when you can do it for yourself, so many more things open up inside of you. So it is time for our first break. You are listening to me, Sandy Bird, on Emotional Elevator. And if you'd like to reach out to me, you can go to my website at sandybird.com, get on a connection call if you want to learn how to internally validate yourself and build the resilience within. So let's get to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. This is the Emotional Elevator. I am the host, Sandy Bird. And if you're enjoying my show, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes. You can search Emotional Elevator. And I will be very grateful. And this will assist me in getting the information out that is much needed, because this is an important topic. I've been talking about internal validation, building the resilience within. And the first part of the show, I talked all about, where did this come from? Where did the external validation in our self-worth and self-value come from? It came from us when we were brought into this world, or when we started doing those things. Because unless we can really tap into a baby's mind, we had external validation through our first developmental years of our life. So think about this, and this is what I already talked about. So you got to really go back and listen, but it was about when you got your first tooth, you're teasing and you got, oh, Sandy got her first tooth. And then mama, daddy, and we're all excited. We're walking. Everyone's praising us. We kick a goal at our first soccer game. Everyone's like, wow. So we've been brought up to be externally validated. The problem is when we become adults, that's where the people pleasing, if we still need that external validation, lack of self-worth, the lack of self-value. Because here's the thing, whenever you're got a great big thing and you want to run and tell somebody,
Emotional Elevator with Sandy,
and you say, why? Keep asking yourself why. This why question that you can ask yourself, this is something that every day I ask myself, why? Why do I need to go into everybody? I've restarted Emotional Oliver. What is it about that? Maybe I just want them to see that it's there because I want someone to say, great. Oh, I'm so excited you restarted it. No, ask yourself why. Why do I need this external validation? I went in the first part of the show, I did say, stand in front of a mirror when you've nailed an interview instead of running to call your friend and say, nailed it. Even if you don't get the job or anything, just tell yourself, because that builds up the self-value and the self-worth, and it starts breaking down the people-pleasing. And then boundaries become all of a sudden part of your everyday life, because I don't need to be validated from everybody. I don't need my children to validate what I'm doing in life. I don't need my husband. I don't need my friends to validate me. And I want you to be able to say the same things. So whenever you're ready to run to somebody, why? 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 What is it that I'm lacking within me that I need to ask that from somebody else? Why? And that is a question that I've recently been diving into with my clients as well. Ask themselves, why? Why do I need to talk about the great? It's different when you're asking for advice than when you're just want someone to say, hey, I had this great interview. Not, well, I had this great interview and, you know, blah, 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 and blah, 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 and you're asking questions. Do you think I did the right thing? Because they asked me this question, I said this. That's asking for external validation. But when you say, hey, I, you know, had this great thing or whatever, that's necessarily not asking for external, because you're not asking questions or you're not asking for someone to say, oh, that's great news. It's when you can just validate it within yourself. But if you have to run to people and say, hey, I'm going to go tell everybody this, and you're asking for the kudos or the job well done, what part of it do you not believe within yourself? Because that's where it comes from. It comes from us not believing something within ourselves. So I'm giving you a couple of tips, but if you want them all, come reach out to me if you have any questions about, wow, I didn't realize how much I have been asking for external validation, and how can I do some internal validation? Maybe it's working with a coach. Maybe it's figuring out what part of external validation are you craving? And how can you internally validate yourself? Because this is a path that I have been myself working on for the last, well, it was probably a whole month. And then I went in and started researching. Why is external validation so big with us? Why do we put our worth on it? Why do we put our value on it? And I'm not saying as parents, grandparents, anything, don't praise Johnny for getting his first tooth or Sally for doing her first steps of walking, because, but it's also teaching them as they grow up to learn to validate themselves, because we all do it. And then some of us, we do it more as adults because we didn't have that validation as kids. When you brought home that A paper and they're like, huh, so what? I got A's in school, and there's a comparison. Then as you grow up, you become more self-validating, become more externally validating. I'm sorry, that was backwards. You become more externally validating because you didn't get validated enough as a kid, so you need that external validation. I went through a lot of that. And it also can come from a little bit of trauma when everybody didn't see the trauma as you saw it. It can come from that, where nobody came and hugged you and said, oh, I'm sorry this happened to you, and now you're also seeking external validation because you were pushed to the side when something major happened to you. Or you had a big win and you didn't get that validation, that now that you want that because you didn't get it in your nurturing years. And that has a lot to do with those nurturing years in our life. If we weren't validated, and then we don't see our self-worth or self-value, and that's why we need the external. But when you can start, even if you did not get that, when you can start doing it for yourself, saying, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Doesn't mean you start just going home. Sorry, there's a fly that keeps flying around me. Doesn't mean you start going home and doing a new job and not telling your family, spouse, or anything until the first day at work. Oh yeah, by the way, I got a new job and I'm going to work for this place or whatever. It means that you don't need their validation to feel like you're worthy enough to start this new job. So it's, hey, I got this new job and I'm going to be starting in 2 weeks and I'm so excited. It's not you going, so are you excited for me too? It's more saying, I'm so excited. I'm worthy enough for it. Because it is when we seek that external, that the people pleasing comes in and we don't know our own self-worth, our own self-value. And then we'll learn, boundaries come up. So a couple of the tools that I've already given you, and there's many more for self-validating, is asking yourself why. Why do you feel the need to run to somebody and ask questions about something you've done, one, when you're asking people the questions or asking them to validate why your wins or your losses or everything to self-soothe you? Look in the mirror. Start looking in that mirror and, hey, great job. Sandy, you nailed it this time. You did a great job. Saying it to yourself. Saying it so you believe it and you're convinced of it. And sometimes that uses a lot of practice. Writing it out. Having something and writing it out. So that's what self-validation, internal validation, building resilience, because it builds resilience. Where you're reliant on your own self, believing, having the faith within yourself. So, like, say, anytime you want to reach out to me, if any of this resonated to you, you can always reach out to me. I'm at sandybird.com, social media, Sandy Bird, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, all of these great channels. And if you want to send an email, you can send an email at sandy@sandybird.com or at sandybirdcoach@gmail. Just reach out to me if you want to get on a conversation about how to internally validate yourself and start building that resilience. Maybe you just need someone to kind of, I'm here. Because sometimes that all it takes is, I'm here. And have someone to take these first steps with you. Doesn't mean that I'm going to be the person that you become dependent on to validate you. I'm going to teach you how to validate yourself. How to internally speak those positive words to yourself. Because that's what this is about. And it builds so much resilience. So thank you for joining me tonight. I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator. And you can find me on many platforms out there, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, you name it. But reach out. And thank you for joining me.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, Start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.